section of the Atlantic on the right side. Chapter 10, Breaking Ground. Prabhupada is asking his hearers, who are only beginners in spiritual life, to become totally dedicated creatures of Krishna consciousness. In the Bhagavad Gita, you will find that anyone who preaches the gospel of Bhagavad Gita to the people of the world is the most dear, the dearest person to Krishna. Therefore, it is our duty to preach the principles of this Bhagavad Gita to make people Krishna conscious. Prabhupada can't wait to tell them, even if they aren't ready. It's too urgent. The world needs Krishna conscious preachers. Can't sit around and wait for ideal conditions. Everything is nice when you feel ready. Out of compassion and a desire to fulfill the mission of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada, from whatever position you're at now, prepare yourself. Dedicate yourself. Don't just be a slouch, a space case, taking every day as it comes. Have some motivation, some drive. You want to achieve. Not for your glory, but for the glory of the Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya. That takes preparation, it takes sacrifice. When you're going to school, for example, to learn something, it's a sacrifice. You're sacrificing your immediate desires to want to play and move walk in order to get an education, which is supposed to give you a better future. So, material life is based on sacrifice, and so is spiritual life. So we should try as soon as possible to get a grip on our life and realize that austerity is the nature of existence in this world. So we might as well perform tapo divya, divine austerity, by which we'll become purified and be able to be suitable to Krishna's hand. So we should plan out our day, how we're going to be Krishna conscious, how we're going to chant, how we're going to read, how we're going to distribute. That's all you have to do. Gradually you'll be able to find out your day how you're going to take this class. But in the beginning, everybody dies deep into the sky. But just by the activity of taking the sky, gradually you begin to realize it's for Krishna's glory. So, when all of our sense activities proceed according to plan, then we are yogis. Yoga doesn't mean that you're courses. It means to utilize all your senses according to a plan out of this Krishna. That's the basis of all ashram life is yoga. Householders, they have to plan out how they're going to use their senses according to a plan. They don't have children like cats and dogs. They don't engage in mating like cats and dogs. There's a plan for everything, for Krishna's pleasure. Brahmachari life is very simple life to make a plan. The ecstasy of Brahmachari life is you just feel like you're Krishna's dog. It's simple. You're Krishna's beggar, Krishna's humble servant. And if you can just tolerate the pushing, the lower urges. You become very strongly Krishna conscious, able to do many things. Toleration of the lower urges has to be there in Yashram. Because in Vedic culture, unrestricted sex is not allowed, even for householders. So, in Brahmacharya life, you're just facing the fact that this human form of life is meant for austerity. You have to control your senses. The urges that material nature has implanted in your body and mind are just temporary. They'll come and go like the winter and summer seasons. That's the advantage of Brahmacharya life, pure simplicity. You may not realize that. You don't miss your water to the well once you go. You may not realize the beauty of the simplicity. Being able to rise in the morning, take a shower anywhere, especially if you're in good health, what a benediction. Driving here and there, simply distributing books, reading the books, talking about the books, Is there any better future? Well, then you can say, it's true, it seems like there's no better future, but we see so many devotees who, most of them, they seem to take up household ashram. That's true, because the backgrounds that so many are coming from are of intense engagement in illicit activities. Or few, very, very few, are coming from backgrounds where they've ignored that. They've avoided that completely, and therefore they're a little curious. Very few of them. But those, they're very curious. I remember, I was a young devotee and we had some. Somewhere now, I remember the thing. Back in the hippie days, when people were hippies, when he was 12, at the home at the age of 13, something like that. Some of them became devotees at that time, and 12, 13, 14 years old, and they hadn't degraded in a certain way. And then after a few years of Brahmacharya life, they wanted to marry. So all the devotees, the other Brahmacharya, the old Brahmacharya, couldn't understand it. But now we understand that. Curiosity overwhelmed. Want to find out what you think you've been missing. And sometimes those who had sufficient smashing for material nature in pursuing lusty desires, they forget after a few years they want to re-enlist. In either case, the curious, you know, either for the curious or those who've forgotten and want to, they're becoming overwhelmed again. Debating process offers a way how the whole subject matter can be licensed. License means you don't need, but because you want so much, take it in a license way. You don't require. Not the best thing for you, but because you want, take it in a license regulated way. But if through our intelligence we can analyze material nature, try to understand how we're having waves pushed on lust, anger, greed, envy, if we can start to see ourselves as separate from all that, then even though the waves of Maya may come, we're not destabilized. Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita, waves in a river may pour into the ocean full of itself. Similarly, desires for sense gratification may come to the person endeavoring for liberation, but because that person is full in the service of the Lord, the desires don't capsize the person. So Brahmacharya life is a wonderful chance to learn how to live with yourself, to understand the body and mind and their influences, to understand your duty as soul aspiring to liberation. It's a great opportunity to feel that all you need is just some service, some intense engagement, devotional service, good association. You got the books, so you need. What are you missing? Can any of you think of what you're missing? You might want more prestige, more fame, more recognition. That is subtle sex desire. We're trying to make a program here in which everyone will be very centered on Prabhupada's books, and realize this is what you need. This is your wealth. You can't plunder that wealth in this lifetime because you need so much. You spend your whole life reading all those books, mastering them, presenting them. This is what we're emphasizing, the wealth that's available to everyone. And if you can learn how to deal with that well, absorb yourself in that well, then even if eventually some of you change ashram, you'll be right in these situations. You'll know what your inheritance is. So that's why we're stressing the books in every aspect. Whatever ashram you're in, just centered on the books, you'll be successful. Grihe tako, vane tako, sadahari vole tako. Once you know it's not for somebody here, you have to go on a person, renunciate, whatever, just chant Hare Krishna. So, sadahari vole tako. You also recite the books, read the books. This is our shelter, our foundation. And we shouldn't put it off. Prabhupada here is speaking to newcomers, some made it out of it. Yet Prabhupada is urging them to become a preacher, Krishna conscious. And we know what the best preaching is. Srila Prabhupada once said, why are my disciples always talking about they want to preach? Preach, preach, preach. Why aren't they distributing my books and let me preach? Well, we have so much work cut out for us, and we can feel Prabhupada urging us right here. He's even urging people who are walking in the door on 2nd Avenue in New York City, walking in off the city streets, he's urging them, become a preacher of Krishna consciousness. We have to have some of that conviction. Prabhupada wanted to say, people are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, each and every one of us should be engaged in the preaching work of Krishna consciousness for the benefit of the whole world. Lord Chaitanya, whose picture is in the front of our store, has very nicely preached the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. The Lord said, just take my orders, all of you, and become a spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya gives the order that in every country you go and preach, in every country you go and preach Krishna consciousness. So if we take up this missionary work to preach Bhagavad Gita as it is, without interpretation, without any material motives behind it, as it is, then Krishna says it shall be done. We should not have any attraction for worldly activities, otherwise we can't have Krishna. But it doesn't mean that we should be inimical to the people of the world. No, it is our duty to give them the highest instruction, that you become Krishna conscious men. A young man in the audience seems unable to contain himself and begins making his own incoherent speech. No, we cannot disturb just now. Man standing up. Now wait a minute! A quarrel begins as others try to quiet him. Prabhupada, no, not just now. No, you can't ask just now. Man, well, I'm trying to talk. Prabhupada, no, just now you cannot ask. Man, but wait a minute. Man, wait. Prabhupada, why do you interfere just now? We have a regular question time. Others in the audience. Let the man finish. Yeah, let him talk. The man's supporters defend his right to speak while others try to silence him. Second man, I have just one question, please. How long is an individual allowed or expected to go on without any type of thought? How long? Rather, I'm not finished. We'll give question time after finishing the talk. The parties go on quarreling. Rather, all right, I'm very glad you are curious, but please wait. Have some patience, because we have not finished. As soon as we finish, after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I will tend to your question. Don't be impatient. Sit down. The audience quiets down. Swami goes on. So you see what Prabhupada has to go through. You think you've got austerity. 1 minute Prabhupada is asking people immediately become creatures of Krishna consciousness. Next minute someone's disturbing him. The audience is saying, yeah, let him talk.